Welcome to Bike for Life Stories. Stories from a lifetime of cycling all over the world that will amuse, teach, inspire, and make you think. Written and narrated by Roy M. Wallach. Today's featured story is Only If You Dare. Like the snow, but tired of skis and snowboards? Maybe it's time for a fat bike. We've reached the point of no return, said Kent Long, motioning to a snowy trail on the right that plunged down the mountainside. If we do this, we commit. It'll add an hour. I looked at my watch. I looked at the snow, packed so high it almost covered the trail sign. I glanced at the shimmering blue of Lake Tahoe in the distance, listened to the soundless echo of the forest, and sucked down a deep gulp of pristine mountain air. Then I grasped the handlebar of the machine that got me out here, a freakish 50-pound two-wheel contraption with big, soft, 4-inch-wide monster truck tires that float over snow. A fat bike. Yeah, let's do it, I said. It wasn't even 1 p.m. yet. No problem getting back to Squaw Valley by 5:30 for a moonlight snowshoe hike, the second act of this day's I'm bored to death with skiing escape. Long beamed a big toothy smile. As the co-owner of Truckee-based Tahoe Mountain Guides, he normally guides families and corporate groups on short, slow summertime mountain bike outings about 2 hours long. To get some winter business, he just added fat bikes, a brand new category. When I told him I'd done hundreds of all-day mountain bike rides around the world, he seemed to take that as a challenge. He was going to leave me with an adventure I would not forget. Truth is, though, I'd already had one. The mere act of riding a bike on a snowy trail in the mountains is a spectacular sensory overload thrill. We'd shoved off at 11:30 a.m. on historic Sawtooth Ridge, riding a hard-packed snowmobile trail known as the Fiberboard Freeway, one of hundreds of Gold Rush-era logging roads cut through the Sierra that once turned Truckee into the epicenter of a lumber empire. Now, as far as the eye could see, the replanted firs and cedars of the old clear-cut hillsides were flocked in dazzling white. After 45 minutes, it was as quiet as a painting. The only sounds were the deep wheezing of my high-altitude breathing and the bubble wrap-like crackle of snow sputtering under the tires. Look! There's Lake Tahoe over there, said Long, pointing to the left after we'd climbed 600 feet to an overlook, his tour's typical turnaround point. The stunning view was ours alone, one of the reasons why he'd moved up here with his family 26 years ago from Orange County. Falling in love with the trails, he secured U.S. Forest Service permits to lead tours. Pedaling fast, we reached the aforementioned trail juncture where Long made his fateful suggestion to extend the trip. I say fateful for a reason, as two unprepared guys heading deep into the backwoods alone is a bad movie waiting to happen. Like clockwork, after 4 more miles and 1,000 feet of steep descent, we turned a corner to discover that the snowmobile tracks we'd been following stopped. They vanished. We couldn't ride without them. Apparently, our trailblazing snowmobiler had turned back. Now, said Long, we're in a bind. We had descended so far that we didn't have time to hike back up. All we could do was continue descending all the way down to flat ground and the highway. That would mean covering 8 miles on untracked snow on foot. Normally, I love walking, but not when each step plunges knee-deep into 2 feet of mush while pushing a monster 50-pound bike. Seeing fresh bobcat tracks, they come out at night, and feeling my toes starting to go numb as the sun disappeared. In the end, our planned 2-hour, 8-mile ride became a 7-hour, 18-mile slog, and I missed my moonlight snowshoeing. But all was well. We didn't run into Leonardo DiCaprio's grizzly from The Revenant. We weren't ever in danger. We simply kept on plodding. Back at the sports shop around 7 p.m., we cracked a couple beers and toasted to snow biking. In a world of predictable canned excitement, of ziplining in Costa Rica, of speedboat hang gliding in Hawaii, and of riding a gondola up a mountain and skiing down it 20 times right here, it gave us something I wanted, long needed, and everybody raves about whenever they experience it. A real adventure. And you know what? I think he knew about those snowmobile tracks.